In 2015, floriculture sales made up a $31.3 billion industry, according to the Society of American Florists. 78% of those flowers came from Colombia, which became a competitive market thanks to the Colombian Free Trade Agreement that gave the country duty-free access to the U.S. market. Low wages make imported flowers cheaper than U.S. produced. The average flower worker in Colombia makes $6 a day and can work up to 70 hours a week without overtime. This has spurred a trend in the U.S. toward locally grown fresh flowers called the field-to-vase movement. Unity Voices producer Renee Wild takes a look at two growers in Ohio.
Imported flowers now make up 80% of the total cut flower production in the United States. That change has led to over half of the U.S. fresh flower growers going out of business since 1992. The number of U.S. cut flower growers is now estimated at 280, with the vast majority of those located in California. In the late 1980s, when Chris Wehmeyer's dad turned part of his farming operation in Yellow Springs, Ohio, over to fresh cut flower production, he didn't realize that he was about to be on the cutting edge of a new movement in the floral industry called field to vase. It encourages consumers to buy locally grown and harvested flowers.
My mother was out looking for flowers for a dinner party, and she was complaining that she couldn't find any fresh flowers, and that sparked a thought in his mind, I wonder if we could grow flowers and supplement our income that way. So they built the greenhouse and quickly found there was a huge demand for fresh, local-grown flowers.
The Wehmeyer solution was to offer a better product by limiting the distribution radius to a one-day truck drive from their greenhouse. The Little Miami Flower Company has now become the largest cut flower producer in Ohio. They specialize in Oriental and Asiatic lilies and Ostomaria, but lilies are one of their biggest crops, and they're grown on a constant rotation. The Wehmeyers plant about 12,000 bulbs a week.
So we're entering the greenhouse now. Our lilies, once they've been in cold storage for 10 days, then we will bring them out into the greenhouse and they will be out here between 8 to 12 weeks.
Right now, you might be imagining a greenhouse full of blooming flowers, but that's not how commercial cut flower growing works. Flowers are picked while they're still in a bud, so that when they get to the consumer, they have the longest bloom time possible. What we're looking at here are row after row of lush green plants. Workers move among the rows, harvesting stems from plants that are just getting ready to bloom, and they're placing them in 5-gallon buckets.
So this is a Asiatic white lily that was picked this morning. If you put this in water, it would begin to open either late tomorrow or the following day. Our business continues to grow because now consumers are coming in to the florist and saying, I've never had a flower last that long.
An hour south on the outskirts of Cincinnati, the Gorman Heritage Farm is offering another example of the field to vase movement. The farm has a large cutting garden and sunflower field that's open to the public. I meet up with Kathy, who volunteers as the assistant gardener on this 122-acre urban farm.
You don't see U-Pick gardens very much.
No, you don't.
I don't know if anybody else has them.
It's been going on probably, I think probably about 10 years, actually.
We start in April. We have phlox and we have columbine. We have columbine that blooms early. And that people can come and cut that. Snapdragons are early. Snapdragons, last year we had them in November, yet they were just beautiful. But this year, it's been too hot. I'm trying to get them to rebloom.
We tour the rows of lush blooming plants, and Kathy points out the different varieties.
We have this tall plant with the pink flowers hanging down. That's called Kiss Me by the Garden Gate. That's a very old-fashioned plant.
Flowers can be cut and purchased either on a stem-by-stem basis or through a variety of seasonal subscriptions, much like a food CSA.
I see people out here almost every day cutting. And we've got a wedding coming up on Saturday. That's part of the deal. there. I think we allow them 125 stems.
Wow.
And so we have two weddings in September. So that's why I've got three beds of zinnia.
I think we're going to get rained on.
Oh, good.
You're not holding an electronic device in your hand.
Maybe we better. You want to go in?
The Field to Vase movement is gaining momentum. Check out one of the 2016 Field to Vase dinner tours across the country this fall, where four-course meals are prepared by professional chefs and set in the middle of a local grower's field or greenhouse. For WYSO, I'm Renee Wild.